Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Anne Patton and I teach English in Greendale Community School, Kilbarrick. My topic for discussion today is entitled Discuss the Role and Importance of Kingship as a Theme in Macbeth. In Macbeth, kingship and the pursuit of it is a major theme around which the play revolves. To be king or not to be king is the question. When writing about this topic, students must first consider that during Shakespeare's time, the concept of kingship was of extreme importance as monarchy was the prevalent form of authority. In order to be officially recognised as king, a king had to be regarded as legitimate, in that he must be chosen by God. The king's rights were obtained from God and he was accountable to no one else. This was the doctrine of the divine right of kings, a very important concept in Shakespeare's time. However, a monarch's license to rule was not only based solely on his or her divine right of successions, but also on his or her ability to shoulder the responsibility that came with being divinely appointed. He had to be politically shrewd. He had to lead the people wisely, placing the welfare of the nation above personal desire and ambition. Understanding the historical and cultural beliefs of kingship helps us understand why both Duncan and Macbeth perish, whereas Malcolm and Edward the Confessor of England survive. Duncan did not possess political shrewdness. He meant well, but was a weak leader. Macbeth's lack of legitimacy and his misuse of his overwhelming ambition see his demise also. Our first example of kingship is in the aging Duncan, the legitimate king, who is presented as a protective, compassionate father figure, a ray of divine light. He possesses, according to Malcolm, the revered values of kingship, the graces of justice, verity, stableness, bounty, perseverance, mercy, lowliness, devotion, patience, courage, fortitude. In stunning contrast, King Macbeth is described as avaricious, false, deceitful, sudden, malicious, smacking of every sin that has a name. A parallel version of benevolent, saintly kingship emerges during the longest scene in the play, Act 4, Scene 3, where Malcolm Macduff, in exile at the court of England, discuss the attributes of the saintly King Edward. Shakespeare's description of the saintly King Edward serves all the more to throw Macbeth's unfitness for kingship into sharp contrast. Science cannot cure Edward's sick subjects, but heaven has given him the power to cure them. Their malady convinces the great essay of art. Edward is Macbeth's opposite. While he heals the sick, Macbeth is killing those who oppose his tyranny. Each new morn, new widows howl, new orphans cry, new sorrows strike heaven on the face. Now our second example of kingship is in Macbeth. Macbeth as king completely deviates from Duncan's humane, compassionate rule, maintaining order through violence, tyranny and fear. Scotland is plunged into bloodshed, and this symbolic texturing lets audiences and readers know that Macbeth's reign is clearly not legitimate, and the evil means employed to achieve his ambition has cursed Scotland. Macbeth, when we first meet him, more than exemplified the values of kingship. He had honour, strength, courage, honesty, moral integrity and assertive yet compassionate leadership, and was rewarded by impressive successes on the battlefield. However, his overwhelming ambition, reinforced by the prophetic message of the three witches and the pressure of Lady Macbeth, persuades Macbeth to give in to his obsession with kingship. He has been reduced from being Valour's minion to stabbing an old man who hath borne his faculties so meek while he slept. When Macbeth murders Duncan, chaos ensues because to kill a king was to commit the highest order of sacrilege. The killing was of God's deputy and therefore in a way of God himself. Macbeth has disrupted the natural order as Shakespeare's imagery and perusal of emotions following the king's death indicate. The reaction is one of total devastation and mass confusion. Lennox, the Scottish lord, remarks, "The night has been unruly where we lay. Our chimneys were blown down, and as they say, lamentings heard in the air, strange screams of death. Some say the earth was feverous and did shake." This highlights the unnatural shift of balance in the cosmos. From the moment Macbeth becomes king, he is plunged into darkness. He is even referred to as Black Macbeth by Malcolm. His guilty conscience makes it impossible to sleep, and his dirty deed has resulted in madness for Macbeth and death for Lady Macbeth. Macbeth's interruption of the natural order can only be corrected by his removal, and because he lived by the sword, it is only natural that he should die by it as well. Macbeth's death becomes a cause for celebration. With his elimination, the curse of darkness which has plagued Scotland lifts at last. The final example of kingship we should discuss is that of Malcolm. With his ascension to the throne, the natural order of kingship is successfully restored. He satisfies the requirements of kingship in this era. Malcolm does indeed embody some of the characteristics he discussed with Macduff when they spoke about the character of a good king. He is careful with people and a better judge of colleagues than his father was. He does not trust so easily and he values loyalty. To conclude, kingship plays an extremely significant role in Macbeth. A king's character determines how he rules a country. Duncan means well, but he is not politically shrewd. Macbeth is obsessed with ambition and power, thus setting Scotland on a disastrous course. Malcolm seems better equipped to face the challenges of ruling Scotland. These examples of kingship show how power can either be used properly or abused.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.